Hi, beautiful. I just really felt the urge to share a little reminder with you because sometimes we need to hear things again and again and again and again and again and again before it really sinks in. But I know a lot of people are feeling a lot of stuff at the moment, and some of you aren't, which is also okay. And I also think during eclipse season and all the things, sometimes people start questioning and think, oh, should I be feeling something? Should I be going through some huge purge, or should something be changing for me or transforming? No, I always think if you're going through periods where things seem to be quite settled in your life and feel quite balanced and you're feeling quite good, and like, just enjoy those moments instead of waiting for the next ride or the next wave. But for those of you who are not who are not feeling like that right now and are feeling like, or you're also coming towards the end of it, which is exactly how I've been feeling, I want to remind you that you really need to go through this stuff in order for you to upgrade. Like, it's as simple as that. And it's a really good reminder for us that if you stay in your level of familiarity and comfort, that's exactly where you're going to stay. If you make that choice of, no, I'm just going to keep choosing the same old path, which leads me back to patterns that continuously are validating my fears or validating my unworthiness or validating, you know, by keeping me small or by keeping me unseen and all of those things, or in a state where you are not choosing self-care and self-love and self-acceptance, but you are choosing path and choosing the easy way out, essentially, there's no room for you to grow. You need to go through these moments where you are deeply shattered. It's a great way to explain it. Where your worlds collide, where you feel like things are breaking apart and falling apart. And there are times when you are going to question stuff. And sometimes that's all it's about, is forcing you to question and see things differently. I know for myself, I recently went through this beautiful journey of, and when I say, you know, recently, I mean, it's probably been months, to be honest, but so many things were unfolding for me. And I got to this point of really questioning a lot of things, and I went through this wave of first feeling like I needed to work through so much and change so much. But then I realized that, you know, what we're sometimes so focused on changing isn't always the thing that needs to change. And it's just because our perception and our capacity isn't always there to see things differently or to be able to face things in a different light. So I also want to say that when you're in this stuff and when you're going through things, please allow it to go through at a pace that it needs to, because I promise you that it doesn't last forever. At some point, there is the aha moment. There is this moment where everything lands for you. And there is this moment where you get to a point in your most empowered state. And it was so beautiful. I took a client through a practice yesterday where we did this, where we faced this incredible fear of hers in her most empowered state. And it's when we're in that state but we have to be ready to get into that state. That's what I'm going to say about that. But when we are in that state, we can own everything. We can take that responsibility, you know, have that agency of, yes, like I am in control of my fears. I'm in control of my story. I am co-creating here and I'm in the driver's seat. And if I keep just being this, I guess it feels like a soldier of, you know, of autopilot. Like if you can release that and allow yourself to let go of all of that and those stories and letting go of seeing things the way that you have always seen them, there's this beautiful opportunity just to get to that place where you see things differently. Oh my gosh, how gorgeous is the rain right now? If you can hear the background noise of rain. And it's so fitting because it is when we get to that point, we allow everything to wash away. We allow things to be cleansed and to let go of it. But we don't often get there really quickly, especially if it's something really big. And I'm talking about, you know, patterns that I have and conditioning, like programming, things that have been with you for a really long time. But I also want you to question when you have these moments of realization that you need to change, and I've got like, you know, quotation marks in that, where you need to change things or fix things, and you need to let go of things. I also challenge you to question, like, what is it that you actually need to let go of? Do you need to let go of the trait, the conditioning, the pattern, or is there a reason? Is there some beautiful reason that all of this is a part of your story and is a part of who you are? And is it perhaps getting curious and letting go of the shame or the guilt or the shoulds? Like this idea that you should be or should do or should have. Like, what is it that you really need to let go of? So I just wanted to share this beautiful reminder with you this morning, and I hope that there is a part of you that is able to have that strength and curiosity of, you know, really understanding that this is all happening for you, like this is all unraveling for you, and it's a good thing. I know it's really uncomfortable, and I know it's hard, and I know that there is also so much loss that can come from letting go of things. Like in our life, there's so much that sometimes is a product of who we need to become, whether that be letting go of relationships, jobs, ideas, beliefs, you know, patterns, whatever it is, habits. And I also just want you to know that it's okay to take your time. It is so okay for you to take your time. Like remembering that time is just this construct, right, of our society of humans, and it's your healing journey doesn't understand that, and it doesn't care about that either. And that's why this isn't just about trying to mindset your way through something or trying to change your thoughts around something, but it's about embodying the true change and embodying who you really, really are. Coming to this place, although it might feel like it takes a little while, coming to this place of absolute unconditional love. Gosh, isn't that always the answer? Have a beautiful day.